This is the Dallas Morning News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's Tuesday, April 16th. Starting off the day with a shower, but the rain will move out a little later. The high today will be 88. The clouds will stick around tonight, and the temp will turn a bit milder with an overnight low of 70. Now, the heat's going to stick around for a few days, with a high of 91 expected Thursday, but the weekend looks like it will cool down considerably. Here are today's headlines. A Dallas couple is suing Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice and SMU cornerback Theodore Teddy Knox in connection with a multi-vehicle crash last month that injured them and at least five others. Edvard Petrovsky and Irina Gromova are seeking more than $1 million through the lawsuit, which was filed Thursday in Dallas County. Their attorney, Sanjay Mather, told the Dallas Morning News on Monday they're both pretty upset about what occurred and still undergoing treatment. He said they haven't heard from Rice or Knox. Attorneys for Rice and Knox did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The lawsuit alleged the two football players challenged each other to a high-speed race, despite knowing the road was heavily trafficked with commuters. The lawsuit said Petrovsky and Gromova were severely injured, noting brain trauma, lacerations to the face that required stitches, contusions, disfigurement, and internal bleeding. In other news, students at Wilmer Hutchins High School staged a walkout Monday, saying they do not feel safe at school, days after a student shot and injured a classmate. The shooting happened Friday morning in a classroom, and the victim was shot in the upper thigh, officials said at the time. The student suspected in the shooting was taken into custody, but their identity has not been released to the public. No other injuries were reported. About 40 students could be seen in the parking lot of Wilmer Hutchins High School Monday morning, speaking to reporters, holding up signs, and talking in small groups. Students said they had been outside for more than an hour when the walkout started to disperse. Students said they had not planned the walkout in advance and instead discussed the possibility in first period. Other students said they heard about the possibility of a walkout from their teachers and decided to participate. Multiple students said the school's metal detectors are not regularly used and the school does not consistently enforce its clear bag policies, both points of frustration. Next up, the alleged gunman who fired into the wrong apartment and fatally shot a 9-year-old girl pleaded guilty Monday to a lesser charge of manslaughter after his murder case ended in a mistrial because of faulty witness testimony. 24-year-old Tyrese Simmons was sentenced to 5 years in prison for the 2019 killing of Brandonia Bennett at her old East Dallas apartment. Brandonia, a cheerful, bubbly elementary school student, was struck by gunfire walking from her kitchen after fetching a snack. He faced up to life in prison if convicted of murder. Another man, Devontae Benton, was convicted of murder in 2022 and sentenced to 45 years in prison for his role in the shooting. Benton was seen on surveillance footage running through the apartment complex. And hundreds of North Texas students were sent to disciplinary alternative schools this school year because they were caught vaping, an offense that requires strict punishment under a new state law. More than one-fifth of students assigned to such campuses in 8 Dallas County districts were there because of e-cigarettes, according to discipline records analyzed by the Dallas Morning News. The state mandate raises questions among education advocates and even the legislator who pushed for the law addressing vaping. Some are worried that time spent in alternative school can derail students' learning. Public health officials are concerned about the idea of disciplining students who likely need help. The news requested data covering the first 5 months of the academic year that detailed how many students were sent to disciplinary alternative education programs because of vaping. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.